Okay.
Hi, I'm Stefano, and today I'm presenting the talk with title The Evolution of Monitoring System, the Yan-Fan-Knaff Case Study. The aim of this work was the analysis and implementation of a centralized monitoring system at Knaff. I work at Knaff, the YANFN National Center for Research and Development in Information and Communication Technologies. And also Knaff is the Italian Tier 1 for WLCC infrastructure and a computing facility for full LHC experiments and many other astroparticles and neutron physics experiments. Moreover, Knaff has also managed YANFN, ECT, and system information system infrastructure and services. Monitoring of Knaff activities are divided in 7 functional units for a total of about 50 employees. The monitoring of a big data center as Knaff has to take into account both the great amount of heterogeneous systems and the need of homogeneous management approaches. So the monitoring of a big data center as Knaff is very difficult because the constant increase of resources and services to be monitored are constant increasingly. So we need to review the previously used monitoring system based on Nesos and Lemon to obtain a more sustainable and efficient monitoring system. To achieve this, a group called Bebop was formed to gathered some user requirements and to deploy and design a new monitoring infrastructure and to facilitate migration from systems and to support Knaff functional unit to migrate to this new system. User requirements are monitoring managed with the configuration management tool like Spuppet, a monitoring system, horizontal scalable and high available, a complete reusability of Nesos and Lemon scripts, an interaction with the monitoring system through RESTful API, a modern UI and dashboard composer system, and also a separation of context among Knaff functional unit. So after an analysis of existing monitoring system, InfluxDB was chosen as a time series database to store metrics and Sensu as a monitoring and alerting system to gather metrics from servers. So this is the actual implementation to consist in a set of centralized components like RabbitMQ, Redis, InfluxDB, and HackerProxy. This centralization was the key for a high available and scalable monitoring solution at Knaff. So what is Sensu? Sensu is a monitoring framework who permit to schedule checks execution on client using a pattern publish subscribe, but you can also using a standalone mode like an Azure passive check. And it permit to manage event action like write data into InfluxDB or Graphite and send an email alert or interact with Elasticsearch via Logstash, etc. He used RabbitMQ as message broker for communication between client and server and Redis as persistence layer to save check and client status. So why we choose Sensu? We choose Sensu because it obviously satisfies our requirements. We can use Nagios script because the sensor logic is the same of Nagios, so it looks at exit code. And it provides a rich full RESTful API interface. It's supported by a large community. And also because you can use Nagios script, you can use Nagios community. It provides a modern dashboard and is suitable for dynamic infrastructure because it provides auto registration and the registration of client. And also you can scale at CNAF numbers. Instead, InfluxDB was chosen as a time series database to store metrics, and it permits to downsample data. So, to permit extrapolation and analysis of data on high time span, appropriate retention policy and continuous query has been defined. So the following retention policy, 1 week, 1 month, 6 months, and 1 year or infinite, retain data for 1 week, 1 month, 6 months, and 1 year. After this period, data are deleted. So in this way, new gathered data are written in a default retention policy, in our case, 1 week. And every 15 minutes, 30 minutes, and 1 hour, a continuous query read data from the default retention policy, in this case 1 week, and write the downsample data in another retention policy. So for example, every 15 minutes, a retention policy, a continuous query called populate 1 month, read data from 1 week, aggregate and downsample data, and write the result in the 1 month retention policy. So in this way, we have the data gathered in the last 1 week at the original precision. So if you send the data, so if you have a sensor who run every 10 seconds, the precision in the 1 week retention policy is 10 seconds. Instead, we have all data in the 1 year or infinite retention policy at the precision of 1 point every 1 hour or what you want. So to permit the analysis of the gathered data, we need two different tools. The first one is Uchiwa with the Sensu dashboard. It reads data to Redis thanks to the API RESTful interface provided by Sensu and permit to show client general information, check status, an example of check output, last execution time of a check, and also permit the administrator to execute some tasks like silence a check, silence a client, silence all check or all client based on a specific subscription. So if you want to, for example, silence all client who are using Apache, you can do that. The other tools are Grafana, but probably everyone is using it, and is a query, a dashboard composer system who permit to interrogate several data sources even in the same graph. In our case, we are using the InfluxDB connector to permit the user to create a graph and dashboard using a interactive query composer and to visualize the status of our systems and the infrastructure. So future works for this infrastructure are the integration of network monitoring in this system, the upgrade of InfluxDB to version 1.2,
The Complete Decommission of Nazos and Lemon, and the integration of this monitoring system with the ELK stack, Elasticsearch, Logstash, and Kibana. And to conclude, this system is in production for almost all functional units at CNAF with 2,000 nodes monitored, and the most cool feature of this monitoring system, it is completely integrated configuration and monitoring of a service who permit us to use the same development workflow of Puppet modules for monitoring too. And also, it permits to separate environment for the monitoring for each functional unit at CNAF, but we are using a centralized monitoring infrastructure. Thank you.
Okay, questions for Stefano?
No.
Yeah, maybe I missed it, but can you tell us a little bit about the hardware, the platform, how many nodes you have for storing all the metrics, please?
Performance?
No, just the how many nodes? Disk do you have to store all the metrics, stuff like that?
So InfluxDB, if InfluxDB staff says that InfluxDB the InfluxDB is optimized for a single node instance. So, because the cluster solution is previously was open source, but now is an enterprise solution. But they said the focus was a single instance. That's all. But the only technical issues was several all CNAF functional unit on the same DB nodes on low IOPS disk is not possible. Because continuous query are too heavy. But separating each functional unit on a separate machine resolves this kind of issue. But InfluxDB team say this kind of issue are going to be resolved in a feature release because they are focus. Their focus is you must use a single node to manage your metrics. You don't need the cluster solution.
Okay. Are there other questions? If not, let's thank our speaker again.